Com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things, dude, before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. Well, hey there. It's Yehudi Steinberg with Think Grow Love Radio, and we're going to get started off with a little of blues from the Ease My Worried Mind CD from Beth Conan and Rusty Zinn. Thank you.
troubling mind. Lord, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. You know the sun gonna shine.
Just been listening to Beth Conan on vocals and harmonica and Rusty Zinn on guitar with Trouble in My Mind on their new Ease My Worried Mind CD. And you are listening to Think Grow Love Radio. We're going to give this a little whirl. See if I can get it going. Welcome to the Think Grow Love Radio podcast, where it's all about women coaches, freelancers, and creatives growing their businesses online while balancing their family and personal lifestyle. Hey, everybody. Yehudit Steinberg here, and thank you so much for joining me here today for another episode of Think Grow Love Radio. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming on. We're so happy to have you join us. What we do here is share information and stories to help you move past the fears and mindsets that have been holding you back from building an online business that is filled with passion, purpose, and profit. Think Grow Love Radio podcast is produced live every week from the MutinyRadio.fm studios in the heart of the San Francisco Mission District. All the information we share here on the broadcast can be found in our show notes located on our website, thinkgrowlove.com/podcast. Come back often and feel free to add our podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at thinkgrowlove. And join us in our Facebook group community and get all the latest updates on facebook.com/groups/thinkgrowlove. Now, let's get into today's show. Hey, today's show is going to be absolutely fabulous, so get ready for an action-packed time together. First, we have some real authentic early 20th century Chicago blues by local San Francisco musician Beth Conan and Rusty Zinn. We just heard a few tracks as we started the show. And so next, we're going to get grounded and ready to rock and roll in 2016 with my brand new guided imagery meditation. You can use this in deep relaxation, for nightly bedtime practice, among other activities I'm sure you love to engage in. But seriously, this meditation is life-changing in a good way. It's also great for insomnia, when you know, those sleepless nights. Next up, we have a bit of feminist history from an old-time vintage radio show that aired back in the 1930s. And last, but certainly not least, we have our station manager and house comedian, Pam Tastic. She's going to lead a short tutorial on how to be funny and have a great sense of humor so you can be a sought-after guest on podcasts and grow a following and build your business in 2016. She'll also be telling us about the upcoming comedy festival that we're having here on MutinyRadio.fm with comedians that are flying in from all over the country to our studios in March. So get your Evernote or your pen and pencil ready. This is going to be a jam-packed show. Yes. So we're going to kind of settle in with our January meditation. So in 2016, I decided that each month we would have a special meditation that I would create. And then also lead on the air and make it available on our upcoming website, thinkgrowlove.com. So what I'd like you to do is if you want to try this meditation now, that you would find a comfortable space. And for this meditation, it's really, really important that you find a space where you're not going to be interrupted for 20 minutes. So it's a little bit longer. Recently, I was listening to Tim Ferriss. He wrote the book 4-Hour Week on his podcast, and I noticed he has been focusing on meditation and its benefits. Now, I'm guessing many of you already are using some sort of stress management or relaxation technique, or at least in some point in your life you've tried it. But I'm also sure that some of you out there may be type A personality types, or types that, you know, didn't think that meditation really was something that you wanted to, that you thought was really going to be helpful in your life. You know, those type A types, achievement driven, busy minds and all that. And you've heard about meditation, but are skeptical and haven't really tried it. How many of you follow some type of meditation practice? If not, why not? If so, do you feel it contributes to your success? That's a question. Personally, over the years, I've used guided imagery meditations, and I surely noticed that the times when I'm practicing versus when I'm not, life flows more smoothly. So, any of you out there, can you relate? I really invite you to join me on this journey today, or stop back and gain access from the show notes. This show will be 106. When you are in a place where you can safely try this out, and let me know in our Facebook community group your experience and how it was for you. So for January, I chose a grounding and balancing meditation that you can use throughout the year. It's a deep relaxation technique and does require you to be in a safe and secure place where you are not disturbed for 30 minutes. I like to use this meditation after I have journaled for the evening and am lying in bed. After the meditation, I suggest yoga style or ambient space music similar to Hearts of Space or something like what you're hearing in the background right now, while you drift off into dreamland. It has been very effective for me, and it is a great way to start the new year with your new intentions by getting really balanced, centered, and grounded in your body. Also, as I mentioned before, I've used this meditation when I've had insomnia, and it seems to do the trick, and it seems to work for others as well. So I really invite you now to take a deep breath in. And out. Ah. gonna take a deep breath in and out too. I'm gonna relax. Let all the cares and worries of the day go for a moment, for 30 minutes. This grounding meditation is a deep relaxation guided imagery meditation that is designed to take you on a 20-minute journey throughout your body. It is suggested to be done at a time you are going to rest afterwards or go to sleep for the night. It is not suggested to do this meditation while driving or operating any type of machinery. That is my disclaimer. To begin our journey, let's take a moment to get centered. I invite you to take a deep breath in and while breathing in, say to yourself the word in. And now, while breathing out, say to yourself the word out. Out. And exhale all your cares and worries and just let them go. We are going to focus on our breath 10 times. You can count on your fingers to help you keep track of the numbers. And now, breathe in. And out. One. Again. Breathing in. And out. Two. Breathe in. And out and feel your roots going down deep into Mother Earth. And take another deep breath in and feel yourself becoming one with the Great Mother. Coming in through her roots and the music and relax into her arms. Inhale, drawing in life and health, and exhale, blowing out the toxins without and within. This is your time for releasing, for resting, and for contemplation. Keep breathing in and out. During the next phase of this meditation, we are going to focus on healing energy, moving through 10 energy centers within our body. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes and imagine a bright, whitish, warm yellow light pouring into your body through the center of your head. Take a deep breath in and imagine this light moving into the right side of your brain, the center of your wisdom. And breathe out and take a moment to focus on this side of your head. Visualize your brain and visualize the energy of this light moving in and out of the crevices within your brain. Ask the energy to heal any imperfections it might find along the way. With a deep breath in, allow the light to move to the left side of your brain, the energy of creativity, and repeat the process of allowing the energy to move in and around the crevices on this side of your brain. And now just take a moment to see, hear, and feel how it is in this part of your body. Now, with the breath in, allow the light to move into your face and feel the area of your face. Literally, move your hands and caress your face and massage areas of tension and keep breathing in and out. Letting go of stress and tension from the day. Make sure that you work on the left side of your face, head, and neck equally. Now, with a deep breath in, allow this warm, soothing yellow light energy to move through your neck and down the right shoulder. This is the place of openness and loving kindness. Take a moment to check in and see how your shoulders feel. Thank you. Keep breathing in and out. Allow this energy to move down your right arm and into your hands and fingertips, and take a moment to breathe in and out, and allow the energy to flow down your right arm into the tips of your fingers. With a deep breath in, move the energy and attention from your fingertips all the way up your right arm, across your shoulders, and down your left arm. This is the place of strength and courage and setting boundaries. With another deep breath in, allow the energy to move up your left arm from your fingertips to your shoulders. And with a deep breath in, allow this warm, gentle, loving yellow light to now move into your chest area and surround your heart. Your heart, the center of awe and wonder, and your link to the deep mysteries of life. The heart is a place of unconditional love. Check out this area and take a moment, continuing to breathe in and out. With another deep breath in, gather the energy and move it into your diaphragm, your abdomen, and then let it move to the right pelvic area of your body, continuing to breathe in and out. Take a moment to feel how your torso, pelvic area, and legs are connected. This is the area of your body that helps you move and bring about changes and keep you grounded. With a deep breath in, allow the energy to move down your right leg, calf into your foot. Feel your feet firmly on the ground. Now, with another deep breath in, imagine your foot, your right foot, growing roots deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel those roots growing deep into the cavernous earth and wrapping around a large crystal rock. with a deep breath in, imagine, visualize the white, yellow, warm light coming up through the roots, emerging with the energy of the Mother Earth crystal, and moving back up your calf, thigh, pelvis, and across your abdomen, and then down your left leg, the place of attending to details that help shape your dreams. Feel your hip and pelvis area. Allow this light of the sky and earth to move through the thigh, calf, and into your feet. Feel these roots growing out of the bottom of your feet into Mother Earth and going deep, deep down until they find the crystal rock where your right foot has connected. And with a deep breath in and out, allow the roots to wrap themselves around this crystal and take a moment to see how this feels. Make adjustments so that you feel centered to this attachment, to this crystal, deep, deep in Mother Earth. With a deep breath in, bring the warm light energy back to your center abdomen and allow it to move into your genital area, spreading warm energy to this place, this womb place. This is your area of birthing, a womb area where creation occurs, both physical and making babies, and where dreams enter into a physical gestation period. And with a deep breath in and out, allow this energy now to flow to the base of your spine, the seat of your spinal cord, and allow that energy to move up your spine to your heart center once again. With a deep breath in, imagine this energy surrounding and encircling your entire being. Feel its warmth and loving compassion. Notice you are now enveloped in a protective cocoon of sweet energy. Bring the center of this energy back to your heart center and feel your heart opening with unconditional love, and send this love energy out into the world to your loved ones, to your friends, to your family, to your enemies, to all the world. This is the energy of transformation and healing the energy of love, caring, and compassion. You can choose to stay in this open place, and as long as you like, or when you're ready, you can open your eyes and you can come back to this moment, to this present time. Enjoy the calm, relaxed feeling as you go about your day. Well, how was that? I got a thumbs up from the studio crowd here. And I have to say, I'm maneuvering around with not enough different things to plug in and whatever to go back and forth seamlessly here from my laptop to my one CD and my phone, which is somewhere else. But I hope that you've really enjoyed that. And I am going to just move us into another section. And I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to do. So maybe since I have our next guest in the studio here, and I'm not even quite sure how to introduce her formally, as I know her as Pam and Pamtastic and the station manager and the woman who trained me on this studio and all that. So what am I, 2, 3, or 4, Mike?
4. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Why Steinberg, that was a great one. You got rid of my headache.
Really?
Yeah, I had a headache going in, and the cleansing white yellow light just took that right out of both sides of my brain.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
that's a powerful, it's a powerful one.
Yeah.
And the thing that's interesting, can I tell the story about how that came about?
Please.
Okay. So we should do more of this, because my son David, he's also my producer at times. when I let a little of my control up.
Right, you know? Right, yeah.
Did you think I was a control freak? No, not really. Well, maybe I am. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm trying to put a little more humor in here because we're going to talk about humor. Anyway, so the meditation. So I got to a point in my life where I became a DJ, mm-hmm. and I had a radio show and I was doing live DJ work, and it was all about raising the energy.
Right.
And so I had gotten to a point where, and previous to that, I had been going to Vedanta Retreat Center out in Olima, and I call them like Hindu Renewal, but because they're very open and ecumenical, and I was in a Jewish community that was kind of that way as well, so it really fit. But I would go out there for 5 days in silent meditation.
Whoa.
And they had this amazing room that no one had ever talked.
In the room ever?
Ever. There was never a human voice sound in this room.
And then the room is filled with humans.
People no.
go in there.
It's just they go in there, but only women, because it was in the women's retreat house. It only maybe three or four at a time. Usually there might be one or two, maybe three. And the Vedanta is a society that their teachers, their sages are Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, and Mother, Great Mother. I guess sure. I forget her, whatever. So I went into the meditation room and I'm sitting there, and it just so happened this time that it actually was full. I mean, and there were a couple of nuns, so they call the devotees that are there, the women are nuns.
Whoa.
And so
Hindu
they...
nuns, never heard that before. That's a joke right there.
And they were... So there was like three of us in there. We were meditating, and my mind was like, I was like, when I came in the station today, where you were like, oh, I'm freaking out,
yeah.
You know? And so I'm like, how am I going to sit here for, they don't tell you how long you sit there. You sit there as long as you get to sit there. But I was telling me I'm going to sit there for 20 minutes. So,
sure.
So I'm sitting there. And I started, to focus. And so this, I'm able to connect to a deep voice inside of me. I have many different deep voices, but there is a deep knowing voice. I've begin to understand what that is. And it says, you know, take 10 deep breaths. So that was the breathe in and out. So this originally was a meditation, a Kabbalah meditation.
Oh, okay.
So I am a student of Kabbalah mysticism, and so I originally recorded this with the Kabbalah meditation part of it, but I wanted to re-record it to have more of a broader audience and a more of a secular audience.
Well, numbers I know are important in Kabbalah. So
right, ten
energy centers, 10 breaths.
Yeah. So I started doing that, and then what it did is it took me through this meditation, which I have done this type of meditation before from other spiritual traditions that I had studied, but it guided me, and it went through the different centers, and then it told me, you know, kind of, it was saying what I just said. When I left, I felt relaxed and I felt better, and the voice said, go back to your room right now and write down exactly what happened.
Right. And you did.
And I don't always do that, but I did this time. And it said one other thing. As soon as you get back from your retreat, you go and have it recorded.
Cool.
And that's what I did. So I went, and I had become a DJ, and I had a friend, and he was the sound engineer that I worked with at the Technocosmic Mass. And he took, and so I went into the studio, I sat down, I had a little paper. We did it one time, it was perfect.
Rad.
So this is the second time. Well, then I started to do it live when I would do my DJ ecstatic dances, where we would build up the energy and then build it down, because I always did it on the Saphira. And then when everybody was on the floor after they'd, you know, danced their little butts off.
Right, right. And then you brought it then I would, healing meditation. Absolutely. Right.
Because I feel that at that point, that's when you can receive. So my practice has always been, you know, dance it out, and then you dance that energy out, and then you're open to, you know, go deeper. So
I was thinking about taking up kickboxing. But
and that might work.
That might work. But no, I definitely just on the previous show, I sort of had a really super ranty time, and I was very, very hyped up, came in, did your healing meditation, had a headache gone, feel a lot better, feel a lot more calm. Liked the whole my toes are around the crystal in the universe thing. Trying to derive some power there from Mother Earth.
Yeah, and grounding.
Keep going, grounding, yeah.
You know, keep us grounded. And that was another reason why I thought and chose it to be the January meditation, because yes, we can visualize our intentions. We could go on a guided path through down the mystery path in the woods, in the forest, or we could go here or there. But if we're not grounded and we don't have something that is really grounding us, then it's going to be a lot more difficult to hold on when you start.
Right. Well, and it's so hard to remain grounded in our world, because there's
it's such an ungrounded world.
It's such an ungrounded place. I mean, it's so scary right now, paying attention to what's going on in the world and trying to get everything done, and there's not enough time. And then when do you think about, you know, yourself and your place in the world and what that means? And I've never really meditated before I met you, and I used to poo-poo it and be like, meditation. I could get 40 emails out in 30 minutes. What am I doing sitting here with my eyes closed? You know, but it actually has value. So
yeah. And that was what I found out. You know, I thought that was really interesting too. And I thought, gosh, maybe I'm really on point with this show, as I'm trying to figure, you know, what, as it's evolving, right. And the show is evolving. But I read something last week that, and listened to this podcast with Tim Ferriss. He wrote The 4-Hour Week, and he now had several shows on meditation, and he's a type A kind of guy, and he does mindfulness meditation.
Yeah. Well, taking time out for myself, I've never really done that before, because I'm like, there's not enough time. Why would I take a half hour on myself when I have all these things to do and I could be somewhere else? And blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I'm trying to carve out time in the day, because when I don't remain grounded and focused, and I can be a very like mean and like I can get very frustrated.
Yeah,
and
so do
that,
I.
That comes out as a meanness or a terseness that doesn't need to necessarily happen, mm-hmm. if I have an understanding of what I'm trying to accomplish and what's happening in my own world.
You can get a lot more done if you have that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting. So, and another time we'll talk about the, I've also adopted, and we'll be talking more on the show about the 90-day year, because now I only focus on 90 days at a time.
Oh, gotcha. 3 months at a time.
3 months. It's also a quarter, you know. So if you're in business, it's like we're in first quarter, folks. And so we need to get accomplished what it is we're going to do in the first quarter.
Right.
And then it can transition. So I'm looking at ways that you smoothly transition to the second quarter, so you don't get up to March 31st and go, oh my God, what do you do?
Yeah, right. I don't know what I'm doing. What's my next project? How do I have to do? I have to start all over.
So, and what happened in doing that, I found that within 3 or 4 days of adopting that, and that's Todd Herman was talking about that, for all of you folks out there that may know who he is. He's amazing business coach of very successful online businesspreneurs.
But, online businesspreneurs.
Yeah, like, there. I just made that up.
Absolutely. Master the language. Perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's been really helpful. And I actually think that, I mean, I am actually going to make my goals for this quarter And I was thoughtful about it, and it's a lot. Because I'm building a website, I'm putting the podcast on iTunes, and I'm doing some re-editing of the podcast, and I'm launching my sales and marketing program that is going to feature how to be an expert guest, which is going to lead us into the next part of the show, because I'm launching this program in February. And one of the aspects, I think, of being a sought-after guest expert on radio shows, podcasts, and we can even look at it as old-school publicity. I mean, basically, you know, if you've written a book, you want to get it out there.
Right.
So you're either going to go on radio, which, is, you know, old-time radio isn't around that much or hard to get on.
Right. Well, and PR these days, it seems that it's all media, that it's all sales, and it's not necessarily news. So pitching a new product actually works more toward the media that we're currently entrenched in, because it's not like the newspapers are looking for news. It seems like everything in the newspaper is something for sale. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's that will take us down a tangent that I don't know what to handle this week.
Right.
But that, you know, that's because the news is now owned by corporations and
Clear Channel. This news story brought to you by Clear Channel.
Well,
this news story brought to you by nobody. Steinberg.
Even you know, large corporations. So we don't necessarily have. That's why I don't have cable anymore, by the way.
Yeah,
and 3 years I have turned it off, and so I don't get my news like I did. But you know, I spent many formative years as not watching TV.
Right.
Or I would say early 20s and 30s, where I was living in the backcountry and I was not in urban centers and that sort of thing, and I was living off the land. Then there was this phase. When we had the depression in 2008, and the way that was caused, I thought, you know what? Here I am. I'm building my. At that time, I was the wedding planner, and I was building that business. And I'm like, I really need to understand why that happened. And so I was paying a lot of attention, reading the Wall Street Journal, doing all those things that I never would have done.
Right.
And then one by one, it was like, well. You know, this one was bought by that one, so it's not really having news anymore. And yeah. and then the last vestige was MSNBC, and I was listening to Rachel Maddow and a couple of people that were fired off of MSNBC when it was bought by other factions and now it's not, you know, a liberal point of view anymore.
Right.
So it's all.
And MSNBC and Fox News are the same to me. CNN, all of them at this point, I feel
right.
I feel like right or left, it's all the same.
Exactly.
Al Jazeera,
it's propaganda.
If you want news, go to Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
That's what
BBC.
I got a new one for you, and it's really interesting. It's called Young Turks.
Oh, the Young Turks, uh-huh. We have a bag signed by them. We saw them in the back there. We saw them live, and we met them. They did a live podcast here in San Francisco, and our tech guy, Will, and his friend, they went out to see him and as Mutiny Radio representatives, and they signed a bunch of bags for us, and they're like, oh, thanks for supporting the Young Turks. We were trying to do meetups here for a while for them, but it just fizzled out. It's hard to get people to come down to this space. It's weird. I don't know what the weird juju in it is, but the Young Turks are amazing. They're really great.
So I have them.